runners tomorrow. But let's kick it off with Kevin Corstens, whose stable has been in rare form in recent weeks, and he's got a couple of nice horses heading to the Heath tomorrow. Good morning to you, Kev.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well indeed, mate. You must be wrapped with how the stable is going.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Started with a small team and started to have a little bit of success and just getting bigger and bigger.
So how many have you got now?
I've got 27 in work at the moment. I started off with about 8 or 9, and, now 27.
Gee, what's capacity for you? Is that as far as you can go, or you got more boxes?
30's capacity for me. 30's well and truly enough for me.
Well, you've done a great job with getting horses off other trainers as well, and Kalkani Royale is a prime example of that, coming to your stable after having an injury. Originally trained by Tony and Calvin McAvoy, and it's come to you and put two on end very impressively as well. So how did you come to get this three-year-old filly, and what have you been able to do with her to get her to the track and in such ripping form?
She came to me in great order and really well matted in the first place. But it's more that she had an issue with her knees, and the owners thought that the beach work with her knees would be a lot more beneficial to her. And, she's just adapted to beach life quite well and, gone ahead in leaps and bounds.
Your property, it says you're training out of Cranbourne, but you've got the Balnarring facility in the beach down there. So how much work do you do on the beach?
5 days a week. Sometimes six. It depends on how many horses we've got racing at the time. But, we're pretty much at the beach nearly most mornings.
And how beneficial do you think that is?
It's just more of a relaxing environment. I think it has a number of different contributions to the welfare of the horse. We're not only in a quiet environment where we're not, where the horses are out in the yards during the day, but we're at the beach as well, where the water's lapping on the shore and we've got a fair bit of sand to work with as well.
How's she going? It was a really nice win at Cranbourne. She punched up on the inside, up on the speed, and she was too strong. You've drawn a really nice gate again tomorrow. It is a much stronger race, though, but what are you expecting of her? Will she be up on the speed? Would you like to take a sit? How do you think it'll play out?
Well, pretty much I'll leave it to Dwayne. Dwayne's he's one of the instruments in the whole cog, or the whole machine. He's one of the cogs in the machine. He has the ability to sort of make up his mind in mid race and see what he wants to do and I'd like to see her sitting just behind the speed and then hopefully finish the race off nicely, but really, I'll leave in Dwayne's capable hands.
Do you think she's up to a Saturday class this time of year?
I think she deserves a shot. I mean, it was a really nice win last start. She's made a progression from a maiden class to a 64 and now to the city. But look, when you look at it on paper, we've gone from a 64 only to a 78. So look, it's 3-year-old fillies. She's in her own class and against her own sex. So we've sort of given her the benefit of racing amongst her peers instead of going to the bigger and better horses. I wouldn't run her in a 4 or 5-year-old race until I thought, maybe she could. I'd rather run her in her own grade.
She's a nice each way price tomorrow, about $11. Do you think she's over the odds?
Look, I don't bet, so I couldn't tell you. I know my son. I know my son gets on there all the time, and he goes, "Kev, she's $12, or she's $11," and I don't get overly excited about prices. I just like winning races.
How does your son go on the punt?
I actually think he's not too bad. If I don't tell him anything, he knows to have a bet on him.
very good. Well, she comes up early in the day, race number 2, and then race number 8, and the valet, Kevin O'Brien, handicapman. It's great to see Caulfield naming a race after Kevin, who passed away a couple of weeks ago, and it will be a great honour for you to win it. And you've got two chances, Cadogan and Kaplumpich, both interesting runners. Kaplumpich will get to see some more viral videos with the boys, a few of them that I know, with Bray and Nick Gold going nuts if this horse can win. And, gee, you've done a good job with him, because he only looked, to be honest, a bit of an average conveyance, yet he's pulled out some really big runs in his career, including last start when he was caught wide all the way but fought it right out.
Yeah, he's I was saying the other day that he's a really quiet and unassuming sort of horse. He's almost a Superman style of horse. You know, he's got the glasses and the trench coat on, and then he hops in the telephone box, hops out, Superman. So he's just one of those horses that on track work you wouldn't look at him. In the stables he doesn't bark or do anything, you know, anything sinister. He's just a really easy going animal, but come race day he just turns it on. And you know, obviously he's another product of his environment at the moment. And he's just going ahead with leaps and bounds. He's a really nice horse.
Do you think he's improved again from that run last start?
Oh, I think so. He definitely has. He's starting to show a little bit of signs of his winter coat. But in saying that, you know, look, he's starting to get that really nice glow in his coat as well. That real healthy glow. And you know, every time he sort of takes a step onto the track, he's a different horse.
What's the plan from Barrier 15?
Another one I'll leave to the jockeys. Mark's a very confident jockey. I'm not going to tell him what to do with the horse. He knows the horse really well. He could be sitting 10 deep as far as I'm concerned, and he knows what he's doing. So I'll leave it with Mark.
All right. And the other runner is 101 Pop Cadigan, but I didn't mind his run, really, in the Wongoom, and I think his horse has got a bit of ability. Could he shock tomorrow and end up in the placings at 100-1?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he did. On his track work, he's a very nice worker. Everything he's shown me so far, he's been a really nice horse. Hence the reason I ran him in the Wongoom. I don't think the 1200 was up his alley, but I think that he needed the run going into this race, and this is the sort of race that I was targeting for him. So if I can aim him for a few of these races over the winter time, and fortunately, you know, I think he's probably better on top of the ground, but we get to race him on top of the ground tomorrow, and I'll get to see the best of him then.
If you put Cadigan and Kaplumpage together on the track at home, who would win?
Oh, Cadigan by a mile.
Really?
Yeah. Cadigan's, oh look, on track work, Cadigan's a really nice horse track work. Kaplumpage, he just tick along and he just go, oh yeah, whatever.
All right. Well, of your three runners tomorrow, who would your son be backing?
Oh, look, I think he's got a little bit of soft spot for Kalkani Royale because she's won two on end and, you know, she's only had two starts for her. So I think he's already jumped on. So anyone else want to get on odds now, you're quite welcome to.
All right, well, we'll follow that. You got a runner today, a first starter in the first race at Geelong, Love Sensation. How good is this horse?
Really nice filly. She's had a couple of jump outs and shown me that she's got something there. Hopefully we can put it together on the track today. You know, the Knight of Thunders are going super. Every time, you know, a Knight of Thunder seems to step its foot onto the track, there's a winner or a placing out of them. She's a nice filly. I think she's probably still a little bit on the immature side, but apart from that, I couldn't be happy with her going into today.
Could be a big couple of days for the stable. Kev, best of luck, mate.
Terrific, Michael. Thanks very much.